This is Jim Speary. It's February 24th, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with members of the New Mexico National Guard with a staff sergeant here. Please tell me your name, sir.
Ron Benavides.
And Ron, where are you from?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What part of Albuquerque?
The southwest.
Neighbors again. All my neighbors are over in Afghanistan. Go figure that one.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Now, Ron, I know in the civilian world, you do something interesting as well. We'll talk a little bit about that. What do you do when you're not doing this?
I'm a paramedic with the Albuquerque Fire Department.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been a paramedic going on 11 years.
And now you're deployed with the New Mexico National Guard. Is this your first deployment?
No, I was in Iraq in 2003 and 4.
So you've been all over, and still, and you were a fireman then as well?
Yes.
Okay, so nobody should let their house burn while you're gone, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me what made you join the National Guard.
Originally, I enlisted in the reserves back in 1990. Did some active duty time, went back into the reserves as a engineer, as a combat heavy engineer. I did that for 13 years, then we got deployed in 03, and they found out that I went to paramedic school, so they made me a ground medic. So they didn't let me touch no heavy equipment. So when we redeployed, they didn't have no medic slots for me, so another fireman, his name was Joe Luna, told me about the New Mexico Aviation Unit, the medevac unit, and introduced me to, at the time, was Major Fishburne, who's now a lieutenant colonel. And found out that I was a paramedic. I had my national registry license, so I got into that unit. That's why I got into that unit and became a flight medic.
What you're doing right now is compare what you're doing right now with this mission to the rest of your career so far.
On the fire department side,
all medical in per se, and then I want to tie it into the current mission that you're saving lives here with from combat related injuries and things.
I actually love what I'm doing here. I love working with the Marines. It's kind of heartbreaking to actually go to a POI and pick up a Marine who's gotten hurt. But they really appreciate us when we actually come in and we do everything we possibly can to get them back to a higher level of care than we can provide. So it's, in itself, it's rewarding. But in itself, it's kind of hard seeing Marines blown up, especially when they're missing legs or missing their arms and legs. That's the difficult part, I think, of what we do, especially in the as backseaters.
Tell me again how old you are.
I'm 39.
How do you maintain during a real critical situation where you see a brother in arms who is in that kind of situation? You've got a, you know, a lot going on at the LZ when you're there. How do you maintain and do your job through that? What kicks in to make that happen?
I think it's just years of experience, not only on the military side, but on the fire department side with that experience. At that point in time, you put everything else aside and you just want to get that hurt individual in the back of your helicopter and start treating them. So I think the fear of everything else going on, all the shooting and stuff like that, just you put that to the side and do your job. And you know you have to, there's certain things you have to do in the back of that aircraft before you get them to a higher level of care. And all that just, it's kind of natural to me. It's just like second nature to me, and which makes it easy for me and able to deal with the stuff that we see.
So you're always prepared?
Both mentally and physically.
As I said to you earlier, I'm sitting in your room here, and this is obviously the best kept place in the entire, you know, base here. I'm positive of that. It's got to be because you got to be organized, ready to go. The inside of the helicopter looks the same way.
Because we never know when we're going to get the call. Even on our days off, we have all our fly gears, you can see, already set up. So all we do is grab it and go run to the aircraft. Because we never know when we're going to get a mass cal where you have 10, 15 Marines or soldiers that are hurt, and it's just overwhelming for one medic. So we could throw 2-3 medics on board, leave those two medics on the ground doing their triage, taking care of Marines or soldiers, while the other medic is actually doing shuttle runs with the patients.
And you've come across situations like that here already, haven't you?
Yes. I think the most patients I've ever transported at one time was 4 gunshot wound victims.
Now, you're not the only New Mexico fireman here with this unit, are you?
No, there's actually a total of four of us here from Albuquerque Fire Department.
So four members of the Albuquerque Fire Department, our neighbors, are over here serving their country with you as well. Total of four of you guys right here just in this unit.
Yes.
All from Albuquerque.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's quite a contribution from the fire department.
Yeah. And there's actually a total of eight of us that are actually public service employees from New Mexico here. And out of those eight, seven of us are medics.
That's quite a contribution. That's quite a statement there. So
yeah.
Maybe I should just start going to the Albuquerque Fire Department for my health care. What do you think?
That's what it's like back in Albuquerque.
Tell me the things that you've learned here. We all know you're in the fourth quarter of your deployment, going home soon. We won't say when. Tell me something that you'll take back from this experience and implement it in your daily work life back at the fire department.
I think what I've learned is more on the trauma side, how to deal with it instead of getting all amped up just because you see a lot of blood. How to deal with that, I think, is the most valuable thing I've learned here. Because back home, all we mostly deal with is a lot of cardiac stuff and minor injuries. Nothing as gory as we've seen here, I haven't seen on the streets of Albuquerque.
Were you prepared mentally for what you ended up seeing here? What's carried you through this entire deployment with the stuff that you've seen?
As of being mentally prepared, no. I think what's got us, the medics and the crew chiefs, through all this is the close relationship we have amongst each other, which enables us to talk to each other about the calls and just get it out in the open and basically debrief ourselves on the situations that we've seen and other medics have seen and how to deal with that kind of stuff. It's what I think got a lot of us through this.
Have you been to other locations other than Dwyer?
Yes, I was at FOB Edinburgh for 4.5 months.
And we all know that's a really busy spot.
Yes, it's pretty bad there.
If you wanted to convey something to the rest of the citizens in New Mexico that will be listening to this, what would you want to explain to them about your experience here and as you prepare to come home?
Just be supportive of us when we get home and don't ask us a lot of questions because it's hard to relive this stuff. We already have to live with it once. And the more you talk about it, you have to relive a lot of that stuff. And I think that's going to be the hard part for especially a lot of the junior medics, as we call them, the green medics. They've seen a lot of bad stuff and they don't see it on a regular basis like the four of us in the fire department do. And we have agencies to help us deal with it, whereas once they're off active duty, they're on their own and they don't have that support. So just be willing and support them, and if you see someone needing help, offer a hand, because we're out here offering our hands for people back home.
You have family back home?
Yes, I have a brother and a mom.
All right. What's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
Eat green chili. Basically just relax. I'm not a big social type of guy. Just spend some quiet time at home.
What's your favorite Mexican restaurant in the Albuquerque area?
I rather cook myself.
Okay. Okay, then I'll come to your house. Forget that one then. Very, very good. Sergeant, I really appreciate you spending time with chatting with us. One final question or comment. It's quite likely the governor will listen to this audio. She's well aware of this embed and well aware of your guys' mission here. Is there anything you'd like to say to her about this mission and about being a member of the New Mexico National Guard during New Mexico's centennial, which is our 100-year anniversary of being a state?
I'd just like to tell her thank you for all the support they've given us and just welcome us home. Treat us good and treat us with respect and just welcome us home properly.
Okay, very good. Sergeant Benavides, we'll make sure you get some fresh green chili in the upcoming season. Thank you for spending time. This is Jim Speary with Sergeant Benavides of the New Mexico National Guard. He's a very experienced medic as well as an Albuquerque fireman in his life outside of being in the Guard. Thanks a lot for speaking with us, sir.
Thank you very much.
This is Jim Speary, February 24th, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.